Yeshiva Mitzvah in Tel Aviv also, the biggest mikubal. The Ashkenazi one. Yes, the name of Yaakov Israel. He was a shoemaker in Tel Aviv.
The biggest. Mishala?
The biggest.
Did you
ever meet Nochner?
No. I didn't. That was Ribbikov,
right? Ribbikov.
Oh. So he has stories of him in the book.
Yeah. It was. Yaakov Israel Ribbikov. With your permission. Parashat Vayetze. The Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva. It's not so clear what this word Be'er Sheva means over here. But Yitzchak really lives in Hebron, but maybe the yeshiva was in Be'er Sheva ever. So Yaakov leaves the city of Be'er Sheva, is going to Haran. He's going to Haran. Upon the request, the command of his parents, should go get married over there. He gets there. The Gemara tells us, it is in the Torah that he meets Rachel. It's the Gemara that he and Rachel already made an agreement between themselves. Because Rachel knew that her father might do an exchange in the last minute. Rachel and Leah were twins. They looked alike. They didn't look alike in the eyes. But they look alike. And when Yaakov met Rachel, she was 15 years old. And Rachel told him, I don't know if we will be able to get married because my sister is older than me, even though they were twins. Rachel and Leah were twins, but Leah was older. She came out first. And Rachel told Yaakov, I don't know. He will be able to make it because my father is a very big tricker. Yaakov said, don't worry about it. So they made signs between themselves to make sure there's going to be no switch, because Rachel said that my father's going to switch at the last minute. They made signs. Anyway, at the wedding, Rachel changed her mind and gave the signs to Leah, and they got married. Comes the Gemara and tells us a statement like this. So the Gemara, when Mashiach will come, Kadosh Baruch Hu will ask Avraham Avinu to say Borei Pri HaGefen, to say the bracha. And Avraham will say, I don't think I deserve to say the bracha, because I had a son Ishmael. Even though it's a guy Ishmael Mach Shimon made teshuva, so called, the Torah says made teshuva. But obviously, Avraham knows that it's not perfect, I don't know exactly what it means, but that's the statement of the Gemara. That Avraham will tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't deserve to say Borei Pri HaGefen Moshiach Hukha. Says the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go to Yitzchak and ask Yitzchak, would you say the bracha? Yitzchak will say, I don't think I deserve. Says the Gemara, why don't you deserve to say? Says the Gemara, Yitzchak said, because I loved Esav. And this was a big mistake, I almost gave him the bracha. We'll go to Yaakov. Ask Yaakov, Yaakov, what do you say? Yaakov would say, no, I can't say that. So why can't you say? It's because I married two sisters. Even though it's before the Torah was given. And Ramban said the reason why Rachel died when they entered Eretz Israel, that Yaakov should not have two wives that are sisters. This is correct. This is one of the things that if Chasharum, somebody marries two sisters, even after death, it's correct. You can't. You can't marry one lady, and if she dies, marry her sister. It's you're allowed to, but it's not exactly the way I said it. But in lifetime, you can't. B'chayya, the Torah says b'chayya. After you die, you can, but I don't want to say anything. But Yaakov married two sisters while they're alive. But this is karet. This is one of the 36 kritot, says the Mishnah. It's the Torah says, can marry two sisters. And Yaakov feels Says the Gemara, Akafriz, he doesn't deserve to say Borei Pei HaGefen because he married two sisters. So why did you marry them? You shouldn't have married them. Well, so he worked for Rachel, and the Torah says in the morning, after the wedding, he realized this is not Rachel, so it's called too bad. Well, what can you do? You can't do nothing. You'll have to divorce and marry the sister. Not so simple. But again, if Yaakov feels that he made a mistake, he doesn't want to say Borei Pei HaGefen, he knew it then. Because Yaakov went to yeshiva all his life. He went to up to age 77, he was learning in yeshiva. So he knows. That's what he learned in yeshiva Shem Vayefer. They learn. Adam HaRishon learned it from an angel, and he transferred it to Hanoch, and Hanoch transferred to Noach, and Noach transferred to Shem, and Shem transferred to the grandson Ever, and they both had two yeshivot. And Yaakov stayed in yeshivot from age 3 till age 63. 6 years learning yeshiva. Anybody learning yeshiva? Of course, you learn that. You're going to learn what Adam HaRishon he learned. Of course, it's no obligation. You know, it's theoretically halachot, theoretically Shulchan Aruch. It's a theory, but it's not really something that you have to do. But so why did you do it? Why did you do it? You shouldn't have done it. Say nevertheless, he did it. So. And Torah continues the story that Laban cheats him 100 times, as Gemara said. Seret Monim, 10 times 10, keeps cheating him. Then comes the Torah and says that after Yosef was born, Yaakov goes to Laban and said, I'm leaving. So Laban tells him, why are you leaving? So Yaakov said, listen, I have to make some money. So far I didn't make any money. I was working for you 14 years. Didn't get any money. Worked 7 years for Rachel and another 7 years for Rachel, so called. And Laban said, okay, you know what? Tell me what you want. And they come to an agreement that they're going to split the sheep, the goats, and Yaakov will stay. Come to Gemara and said, you should know, at the same time, Dvorah, she was the nurse of Rivka, arrived as well, as a messenger from Rivka, from Eretz Israel. She arrived over there to Haran. Yaakov was there when he had Yosef. And she tells him, listen, I'm here to tell you that your mother asked and your father, please come back home. They miss you. 14 years you were there. And Yaakov said, no, I don't come home. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? He said, no, I didn't make any money. The last 14 years I worked for Nabat just, you know, to pay back to so-called dowry to marry Rachel and Leah. I'm not going back. You're not going back. Your mother sent somebody to ask you to come back. What do you mean you're not going back? Then Torah tells us that after 6 years, age 20 years he spent in Laban's house, he's running away. He has to say goodbye to him, he runs. And Torah tells us that Laban drafted a few soldiers, few people, family member. He's going to kill Yaakov. We're going to kill him. Kill his son-in-law. I'm going to kill his son-in-law because he ran away. What do you want from me? 20 years, he guarded you and everything was fine. So he didn't say goodbye to you. So for this, you're going to kill him. He wants to kill him. How do you want to kill him? He's talking about the Torah says that Hashem, so says an angel came to Laban in a dream and said, don't you dare do anything to Yaakov. He comes, threatening Yaakov. The Gemara says, he sent the messengers to Esau, Laban. He says, your brother is on the way. Catch him. What's wrong with you? What do you want from him? Well, you want your daughters to be widows and the grandchildren to be orphans. What's wrong with you? Next is Parasha. The Torah tells us that Yaakov sent angels to Esau, try to make peace with him. So the Gemara is very upset at Yaakov. So what did you do? You're going back home to see your father. So the Torah continues. Another tragedy, an important tragedy. An angel comes, he wants to kill Yaakov. Yaakov fights with him. The next tragedy, somebody kidnaps Dina, 5 years old lady, girl. The next tragedy, Rachel dies. So you read the story? Okay, stories. Does that happen? You know? Comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you something. When Yaakov left his house, this is parasha, the Torah will tell us that Yaakov arrived in Haran, in Syria. Then Hashem made Pitzat HaDerech, he jumped back, got back to Yerushalayim, and he has a dream. In the dream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, I'm going to watch over you, don't worry, this land belongs to you, your children will multiply like the soil of earth. And Yaakov said, you know, he gets up in the morning, he says, ah, if God is going to be with me, if Hashem will be with me, I come back safe. God is going to be my God. And this stone that he put around his head became one stone. All the stones, questions, machloket, 4 stones, 12 stones, became one stone. He says, this stone I'm going to make over here like a better lokim. It's going to be like a little bit of Migdash. I'm going to come back safe for my uncle. I'm going to come here to this stone and I pray over here. And the third thing is said, whatever I'm going to make, I give 10%. Gemara says maybe 20%. It's not Machloket, Gemara has an opinion. And Yaakov said he's going to give 20% Maaser. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, Yaakov comes back to Eretz Israel, an angel comes over and wants to kill Yaakov. I said, why do you want to kill him? Why do you want to kill him? And he says, you didn't fulfill your promise. Said, which promise? You said you're going to give 10%. He didn't give 10%. He gave me nothing. He gave nothing. Then later, you said that you can, this stone that you poured oil, the Torah says you poured oil on the stone when you woke up. I says you said it's going to be like the house of God. It means you come back safe, you come back here, and you pray, and you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't do it either. It says you're taking your time to come back from Lavan's house. Why don't you go over there right away to the place that you promised? Says the Gemara, Hashem told Yaakov, because of this, your daughter was kidnapped. Because of this, your wife died. So what happened to you, Yaakov? What's wrong with you? You said you're going to give 10%. You didn't give 10%. You said you're going to come back to this place. You didn't come to the place. What's wrong with you? What happened to you? You promised. Let's do nothing. Oh, yeah. 3 weeks is Hanukkah. The Gemara tells us, there's a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara, the Midrash. The Greeks had a lot of informal Jews. Formers. Can you imagine? I remember when I was a kid, Ben Gurion had a friend. His name was, I think, Israel Bear. Very close friend to Ben-Gurion. I don't remember if he had a position in the government. And he became a spy. Became a spy for Russia. And he told the Russians all the positions of all the army, all the tanks and the airplanes and everything. I remember as a kid, they said that Israel had to rearrange the whole army because of this guy, former. A Jew informer. Says the Gemara, the Jews were informers to the Greeks. The Greeks ruled Eretz Yisrael 180 years and had the Jews, informers, tell them how to destroy and how to divert all the Jews to become Greeks. So those informers told them a few things. First, they told them, don't let anybody go to Mikveh. Then they told them, don't do Brit Mila. Don't let them do Brit Mila. Then they told them they shouldn't keep Shabbat. And they told them also not to have Rosh Chodesh. No calendars, no Rosh Chodesh. those three things mainly. I said, forget it. And then the informants continue. Say, Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara. They told the Greeks, go inside Beit HaMikdash and bring a pig and slaughter the pig and put the pig on the altar. And then go inside Beit HaMikdash and just and touch all the oil, make everything tame. And the amazing thing is that most of Israel, the percentage, they say over 90%, became Greeks. Became Olympics. So all the things the Greeks did, we did the same thing. They recited 13 Chashmonaim, says Rashi. They started to rebel and chase hundreds of thousands of soldiers out of the country. Said, how can such a thing can happen? That's actually Hanukkah coming up. It says Hashem in the miracle. It says it's a very big mitzvah. Hanukkah is a big mitzvah. It's one of the biggest things that can ever happen to Am Yisrael. And it says almost all of us became Greeks. It's a disaster. So how does such a thing can happen? The Gemara comes with a statement. The person has to worry about three things in his lifetime. To make sure that he keeps it in order to stay on the path to be a believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well to have common sense. To have common sense. The Chachamim said, the Gemara says, a person can make a bad decision. I knew somebody 35 years ago had $20 billion, a Jew, a religious Jew. 35 years ago. Maybe almost 40 years ago. No, 40 years ago. 40 years ago. 40 years ago, it's 20. No. 35 years ago. $20 billion. On one day, he decided he wants to build a city in England. Went to Rav Shach. Came to Rav Shach. And he told Rav Shach, I'm going to make it big now. I'm going to make it now. So what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to build a city, a new city. And Rav Shach asked him, what do you need it for? Why do you need it for? Went bankrupt. Finished everything, lost everything. I know somebody from England decided to build Emmanuel, a city in the center of the Arab. Went to Rav Shach. He said, I'm going to build a city, Emmanuel. It's going to be the biggest thing. Advertisement, Paul Mordechai Ben David, and brought all the singers from America. They called them over there. I remember I lived in Israel at the time, a few months. Advertisement over the newspaper, buy apartment for nothing, buy apartment, go move, sell your apartment there, but sell your apartment in Yerushalayim, sell your apartment in Netanya, move, come to Emmanuel. Thousands of people, Chol HaMoed, go traveling, buses, free. Bankrupt, finished, all things finished. The city is deserted. Shach told you not to do it. What do you mean? Because you lose it. The Gemara says you should know you're in danger. You might lose your common sense. You invest in this. You moved over there. You did this. He says, why did you do it? I said, oh, why did you do it? He says, the Gemara, soon I'll tell you why did you do it. But the Gemara says you should know שלושה דברים לסלם ושאת הגמרא מעבירים את אדם על דעתו ודעת קונו. That's the Gemara, Erubin, I believe page 40-41, I don't remember. The person in his lifetime, says the Gemara, has to know those three things that he has to worry about all the time in order to stay a believer and to stay in so-called in his mind 100% that he thinks, he didn't do it. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. The first thing says the Gemara says you have to stay away from the goyim. You can't be around the goyim. Those idol shipper. Says this is those people you be friendly with them, you be neighbors with them. And it says at the end that's going to happen. It says who says it? Torah says it. Moshe Rabbeinu said it. The Gemara says the Torah says the text reads Moshe tells them Israel. Listen, I know. Yachrei moti ashret ashritun. I know after I'm going to die. The Gemara, not after he died, after Yeshua and the three skenim after Yeshua died, I must have started worship Avodah Zarah. This is why? This is the Gemara, because they left them in Israel. Left them in Israel. Says Hashem said, you can't leave nobody in Israel. Get them out of the country. Says the Gemara, Yeshua sent letters to all the goyim. It says, either you leave or you're going to get killed. This is the land of Hashem. You have to get out of the country. So the Gemara says one nation picked up Girgashi and moved to Africa. And so all the rest start and decide to fight. At the end, a lot of them stayed in Eretz Israel, in Yerushalayim, all over. You read Sefer Shoftim, a disaster. And then it starts to say, Shmuel, Melachim, Avodah Zara, the kings, everybody. He says, how did it happen to you people? Where do you get this? He says, Vayitavu Bagoyim, Eldum Maasem, says David HaMelech and Tehillim. He says, you have to know that you have to stay away from this. You have to live in a ghetto. When you don't live in a ghetto, you're in danger. You're in danger. One day, you get up in the morning, you say, listen, Elisha ben Avuya, other people, you know, this, all of a sudden, they decided they don't believe in Hashem. He says, what happened to the guy? The guy used to be a rabbi, the guy used to be a Tana, a Mora. Look what happened to him. Shoshani Chasul Lapardes, look what happened to the guy. Nothing. It's nothing. It's not your fault. It says, the Gemara says, you live among the Goyim, you have to do it. It says, Bilam. And Am Levadad Ishkol Vagim Ad Chashav. It says, you have to know, if you want to keep your entity, if you want to have your success, it says, Shulchan Aruch, Halachan Shulchan Aruch, you can be a partner with the Goy. You can be a partner with him. You can go out with him. You can sit down and chat with him. It says, Shulchan Aruch. It says, Bishul Akum. Pat Akum. It says, Chalav Akum. Chalav Israel. Chalav Israel. You know, we don't Chalav Israel. Chalav Israel. You don't need Chalav Israel. You can have a blockage in your brain. Because the Gemara, you won't know what you're doing. It says, you think you decided. You didn't decide it. It says, something came to your mind. It says, how do you get this? It says, by dwelling among the goyim, among those idol shapers. It says, those people, they don't observe the servants of the Noach. It says, that's what's going to happen to you. It says, second thing, says the Gemara, you have to be careful. It's called Ruach Ra. If you say, Rashi says, it's like a shed. It says, something, you know, penetrates inside somebody's system. And it lives in somebody's system. And so the Navi says, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Achav to die in a war. And the Navi reads the text. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu asks the Neshamot upstairs, who wants to go into Achav's head and tell Achav to go to the war? Now Achav doesn't want to go to a war. He's not going to go to a war. So the Gemara, Achav was just like Shlomo, like Achashverosh, bigger. Mashal b'chipam, Achav ruled the whole world. The whole world. And Achav wanted to kill Yahu HaNavi. Avadia meets Yahu HaNavi, tells him, no, Achav looked all around the world to find you, couldn't find you. What do you mean, I looked all over the world? So the Gemara, he ruled the whole world. Ruled the whole world. He doesn't go to a war. Hashem wants him to die in a war. Hashem said, who is going to tempt Achav to go to the war? Navi, the text reads that one entity, like a wind, like a soul, said, I'm going to penetrate into Achav's head, and I'm going to tell Achav, go to the war. He thinks he makes a decision. He didn't make no decision. He said, I made a decision. No, he didn't make no decision. You have a tenant inside you, says the Gemara. It's called Ruach Ra. It's called another soul that penetrates inside your head, and then your decision is not your decision, but you are like POW in the hands of that, then the end of this Ruach Ra, this wind, make the wrong decisions in business, in marriage, in all the things that he says. I decided, you didn't decide it. How did I make such a mistake? You didn't make it. Somebody else is inside your system. It's a Gemara. It's not even a Zohar. Forget about it, what it says in the Zohar about it. Forget what it says in the Ari about it. I'm just a plain Gemara. Masechet Yerubin. Plain Gemara. A person, how careful a person has to be, he says, it's going to get into you. What are you going to do? We'll see if we find a solution what to do. Since the Gemara, a person has to be alert all his life for this. At Chas Shalom, you know, I decided to sell something, I decided to buy something, I decided to move, I decided to marry this girl. All the whole thing can be a mistake, a disaster. And you say, how did I make it? You didn't make it. Somebody has made it. What do you mean? Who made it? There's a tenant inside the person that he can sit on his brain and he can tell the person what to do, and the person thinks he thinks, he doesn't think. It's a Gemara. The third thing, says the Gemara, is Dikdukei Aniyut. They call him like a stinky. He saves his money. He doesn't want to share his money. Every penny is important for him. He's going to go to court in Torah. So suing people. They're going to sue these guys. Says the Gemara, you know what's going to happen. And then, what's going to happen at the end is you're going to lose the faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all these three things, and you're going to lose your mind. You lose your mind. You're going to make wrong decisions in your life. You don't know what you did. Down the drain. Bankrupt. Bankrupt. $20 billion. Bankrupt. Is it for Manuel? And what happened? That's what happened to you. That's made the wrong decision. That person that had $20 billion 35 years ago, it was in the Forbes magazine. It was in Forbes magazine. It was number 5 from Forbes magazine. I don't want to say his name. He died. I had Rosh Shiva visiting my house. It was a friend of this guy. And this guy that sat down over there with Jackie Levinson, with him. His name was Rabbi Kol, Rosh Shiva. Rosh Shiva was a rabbi of Moshav Chemed. He told me, this guy told him, you know why I went bankrupt? Of course I didn't listen. But you know why I didn't listen? Because I didn't give enough tzedakah. I made $20 billion. Didn't give enough tzedakah. Yaakov Avinu, before he leaves his house, he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says Shir LaMa'alot. That Shir LaMa'alot, we have a custom to say after Arabic, it's Sanai, Larim Ani Abu Ezri, Ezri Mashem, Nai Shomrecha, Hashem Tzal Milecha. So what Kavanah you have? God is going to watch you. Why are we going to watch you from what? What's the Kavanah a person prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should watch him from? So the Sforno says, on the Parashah, if you take a look, Sforno says, Hashem should watch you from those three things. That's the Kavanah. In lifetime, when we are successful in your lifetime, and you want 100% to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not lose faith, you want Hashem to watch you. To watch you from what? From those three things, he says. From those three things. Just make sure that you don't get influenced by the going. Make sure you're not going to get this bad wind inside you, and make sure you're not going to be so stingy or worry about the money. And here comes the Gemara and says, you should know, that's what it doesn't say, but the Gemara says it. Gemara says, the Yaakov Avinu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, אם יהיה אלוקים ממדי, ושמרני בדרך הזה אשר אני הולך. יעקב אבינו said, I hope הקדוש ברוך הוא is watch over me. So simple explanation, everybody said, Hashem is going to watch him from Esav, watch him from robbers. Rabbi Tamini Uziel says in the Gemara, Yaakov said, Hashem, there are three things I need from you. In one version, he said four things. He said, watch me, I should not do gilui arayot. Watch over me, I should not kill an innocent person. Watch over me, I should not do avodah zarah. Those three things. He says, Yaakov, you think you can do avodah zarah, that you have to pray? Yaakov, you think that a bad wind is going to come inside you? Yaakov, you think you're going to kill somebody? Amim said, look, that's exactly those three things that we just mentioned before. Those are the consequences of those three things. Since Yaakov is going to Laban's house, he's going to be next to this guy that worship idols, a goy, a cheater, a liar, with all the titles that he has. And says, you're going to be over there next to him. I said, look what might happen to you. What happened to you? This is what happened. I says, you're going to be next to him. I says, something else can happen to you. I said, what's going to happen to me? He said, listen, you might worship Abu Dazara. You never know. Sister Gemara says, don't trust yourself until the last day of your life. And the special text that they give people to say, it says, listen, Chas Shalom, before a person has to go to Gan Eden, in the last minute, he says, I don't believe in God. He says, the guy used to be a rabbi, holy man. He says, listen, don't underestimate the Satan, the devil, what you call in America. The last minute, he says, I forget about it. So like, I don't feel well, I'm sick, I'm young, this, I'm dying. Forget about it, there's no God, there's no God. So what happened to you? He says, this is a secret. It's a secret. A person can get it from being around the going, around bad people. He says, can have this in his head. He says, Yaakov, he's going to Laban's house. He says, I'm coming to this, that's what he's praying to Hashem. Watch over me from three things. I don't do Avodah Zarah. So why are you going to do Avodah Zarah? Because this is what the Gemara says. You lose the faith in God. because you will dwell among those people. You lose faith. You think nothing happened to you. There's a lot of people, religious people. They will call religious people all of a sudden. They're not on the right path. Says, what happened? It's not his fault. And he says, I don't want to kill an innocent person. Yaakov, why are you thinking you're going to kill innocent people? Why are you going to kill somebody? Why are you going to kill him? Why? Why are you getting an argument? About money. And he says, according to the Quraniyot. And he says, Yaakov, what do you mean, Gilui Ariyot? Here says the Gemara, two sisters. Here says the Torah. Yaakov's going to marry two sisters. He says, how did it happen to you? You don't want to say bracha when Mashiach will come on the cup of wine. You say, why? The Yaakov, why did you say? He says, I should not have married two sisters. He says, why did you, Yaakov? Why did you marry two sisters? And the Gemara says, the person in his lifetime, this is Shir HaMalot Sinai Le'arim, as the Gemara says, Yaakov prayed this. Shir HaMalot, I hope I'll survive. He didn't survive, says the Gemara. Look what happened to him. Look at the whole story about him. He sends angels to Esav. Hashem is upset at him. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give tzedakah. He said, what do you think, says the Gemara? The Gemara says, Yaakov decided he's going to give tzedakah. So Rami Vilna said, 20% you have to give. So the Gemara says, yeah, Yaakov said, Aser Asrin of 20%. He says, why? Just to show that you're not stingy. So tzedakah is one of the signs, a proof, that you're not stingy. So why have to give 10% of my money? No. Some Shulach comes, I gave him $1. I asked for a change, 90 cents, 95 cents. I said, well, what's the big deal? What is the big deal? He says, tzedakah is a sign to get out of this Chas V'Shalom tragedy, that a person can fall in a trap. That's what this guy said. At $20 billion, I lost everything, I didn't give enough tzedakah. I said, what is it? Give that tzedakah? So what is it? Lose money? No. Because you didn't give tzedakah, you're going to make the wrong decision. I'm going to build a city someplace, and he's going to lose all his money. He says, file international bankruptcy. He said, what happened to you? Religious person, holy man, honest, never lied in his life. I knew him personally. Nothing. I said, something comes inside your head, you make the wrong decision. The wrong investment, the wrong decision in your lifetime. He said, what happened to you? Nothing. Called the care on you. You don't give enough tzedakah. You're stingy. Without the money, that's going to happen to you. And then the Gemara says, look what happened to Yaakov. Yaakov, before he left, he said, I'm going to give 20%, says the Gemara. I said to him, he says, did you give? He didn't give. Here comes an angel from Shamayim next week, wants to kill him. I said, Yaakov, where is it? Where is the money? Where is the 10% you promised? He says, you just said it. So what else did you say, Yaakov? You say you're going to come back to that place that you had the dream. You're going to make this place, that place as Bet HaMikdash. You're going to pour oil on it. You're going to pour wine on it. I said, why didn't you? Says the Gemara, you know what happened? Look, says the Gemara. Yaakov finally arrived in Eretz Israel after he escaped this fight with an angel, and he met Esav, and he survived. So says the Torah, tell you the story. He came to a place, Sukkot. Read the story in the Torah. He plays to him. Says the Gemara, what did he do? But the Torah says, you know, he built over there a house to the sheep, to himself. He dwells over there. It says, how long you staying here, Yaakov? 18 months. 18 months? Why don't you go over to your father's house, say hello? Your mother already dead. You missed your mother. Now, you didn't listen. How come you didn't listen to the lady? What do you mean? Your mother and your father send a lady to pick you up, to take you. So how come you didn't listen to her? I says, listen. It's called the Gemara. It says, you live around the Goyim, you live around Lavan, and it says, something's going to block, you can have a blockage in your brain. I says, here come Devorah. It says, your father, your mother waiting for you at home. Yaakov said, no, I have to make money now. Where do you have to make money, man? Your father and your mother asked you to come back to Eretz Israel now. So you didn't make money. So you're 14 years here. You have your Baruch Hashem, you have the wives, you have your children. Go to Israel. I said, no, I have to make money over here. So where do you have money? He says, come on, look what happened. They kidnap Dina, and then Shimon and Levi go, and they destroy, they kill Shechem. Then the brothers come, the Torah tells you stories, the brothers come, they looted, they took everything from Shechem. Finally, after they go to Eretz Israel, Hashem tells Yaakov, okay, go to Eretz Israel. So Yaakov calls up his children, and he says, I see all of you have earrings, you have Avodah Zarah on you. You deluded Shechem, Shechem and the other statues of Avodah Zarah. So the children of Yaakov took gold, silver, and they wear it. And Yaakov tells them, why are you wearing it? Take it off because we're going to Israel. So what do you mean? How did they get it? The children of Yaakov, our grandparents, having Avodah Zarah on them. So when Avodah Zarah, look at Shechem and what it says. You take off a statue, you take a jewelry from a statue, you put it on you. Where do you get this? They think, look, that's what it is. You dwell around Laban, the grandfather, the father, and says, Avodah Zarah, don't underestimate yourself. That can happen to you. It's called Chalav Israel, it's called Pat Israel, it's called Bishul Israel. It doesn't matter, it doesn't matter who cooked it, who baked it, who with the milk, it's also it's all these things. It says Shulchan Aruch, it says the Gemara. You're not careful about this, it means you have a connection with the Goyim. You have to separate yourself completely from them. You can, the Torah says, don't eat with them, don't chat with them, don't be friendly with them, Shulchan Aruch, don't be partners with them. It says, it's dangerous for you. Nothing happened to me. So don't wait and see, can happen to anybody, can happen to Shlomo. Shlomo, the Gemara, look what happened to Shlomo. Shlomo got married to this girl, whatever it's called, to the daughter of Paro, started to marry wives after wives. She said, people tell me, listen, Shlomo, you're allowed to have only 18. He said, don't worry about it. I know, Hashem said that nothing will happen. No. So they did Avodah Zarah, all his wives did Avodah Zarah. Doesn't matter, let them. Shlomo, what happened to you? That's what happened. The neighbors have a tremendous influence on the person. Don't underestimate the damage can be. It is not only damage between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with you and people, the decisions are going to be the wrong decisions. Hey, that's the story of the Torah. That's what really the whole thing about Yaakov. The Torah tells us all these stories, and says that's what can happen to Amisrael. Here comes Hanukkah. So the Gemara says it's the same thing happened Hanukkah. The Greeks came, they ruled there 108 years, and says the Jews among the Greeks. They go Olympics, they play with them, basketball, hockey, so goy, this, that. So they play. Why are you playing with the goyim? So all of a sudden, they run around the stadiums with the goyim. And says, four informers. And so comes Shulchan Aruch, it says informers. I'm informers, they tell the goyim, listen, you get rid of the Jews, there are three things. Those three things exactly are the things that takes people away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also take the mind away. Take the mind away. They tell them, listen, don't keep Shabbat. The informer told them, tell them not to keep Shabbat. Says the Gemara, Shabbat is something that if you keep, you have connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't keep Shabbat, it's like you do Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara. It's exactly what it is. It says goyim. It says you be next to the goyim, you do Avodah Zarah. It says you lose the faith. It says all of Am Israel almost became Greeks, mityavnim. Forget about it. Informers. How low can you be to be an informer, to go tell the Greeks how to get rid of Judaism, how to get rid of the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You live among them, it's happened. Says, listen, the second thing, Brit Mila. Don't Brit Mila. Says, don't Brit Mila. You behave like a goy, you do Gilui Arayot. The purpose of Brit Mila is to control the desires of a person and to watch the purity. This is, of course, you have to have the special kavanot on the Brit Mila. But this is the purpose, says the Rambam, of the Brit Mila. And says, those informers told them, don't let Brit Mila anymore. Don't let Brit Mila. What's going to be? It's called Ruach Ra. The Chachamim, that's what it means. The person all of a sudden feels, the Gemara says, he has Yetzirah to do bad things. What happened to you? He says, I can't control myself. You can't control yourself. What happened? You can't control yourself. What happened to you? I says, it's not you. Something went inside you. Something went inside you. Can't control himself. I said, what happened to you? It's not in your hand anymore. Finished. He says, you POW by that bad wind that stays inside you. I says, that's what the informants told them. Don't do Brit Mila. The thing says, don't do Rosh Chodesh. Don't do Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a sign of Parnassah. Because of Rosh Chodesh, you have the Parnassah. Don't do Rosh Chodesh. We lose the Kehaniyut. Don't have enough money. wants to accumulate money, I don't have enough money, do this, finish. All those three things the informers told the Greeks, make sure the Jews don't do it, as it's finished Judaism. No faith in Hashem, they're not going to have no common sense, finish the Jews. The miracle, that's the biggest miracle. Hanukkah is the biggest miracle. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Even though the Gemara says after you do, you do, or you have to do with those three things, you finish. Actually, we were finished. We were finished. Because nobody wanted to rebel. Nobody wanted to fight. Only 30 people had to fight. All of Israel, they don't care. But Amikdash deserted. They're going over there, the informers. They're slaughtering pig on the altar. They're making a joke of Betamigdash. Betamigdash was deserted. Nothing. The whole thing was Hamein. Nothing. He says, how can it happen? What happened to you people? What happened to you people? Where is the common sense? No common sense. So that's the reason the Torah tells us. And we read this story in the Torah about Yaakov. He says, you should know that's what happened to us. That's what happened. The whole disaster started. As the Gemara says, that's what happened in Egypt also. All of Israel lived in Egypt all of a sudden after Yaakov died and Shvatim died, all worship so-called Avodah Zarah. Gate 49. Dancing around Avodah Zarah. I said, used to be a parade. The Gemara says, used to be a parade in Egypt. It was a magician over there in Egypt. He used to jump and come out of the Nile. The Jews watching it. The Gemara says, they go to the circus. They go to the movies over there. They go all around. All the goyim sitting together. I says, the whole tragedy started. It says, that David HaMelech and Tehillim et Avu Bagoyim. I says, that's what happened. Ma'avrin da'at kono. I says, don't underestimate yourself what's going to happen to you. If it's going to happen to you, it's impossible to hold strong unless you put a border boundary. He says, you can't be next to them. It can be said. And Israel says, the Gemara says, the only thing they were saved in Egypt because they kept the way they dressed, the way they spoke, the Lashonam, Malbusham. He says, the names. Says, the Gemara says, don't have an Egyptian name when you come down to Egypt. You have to have a separation because otherwise you lose the common sense. You lose the faith completely. And it happened, even though they did those things, since they lived around it, says, it happened to Yaakov Avinu, says the Gemara, says Torah. Look, now you read the Torah, you understand. That's what Yaakov said before he left. I hope I'll come back. I hope you watch me. I says, this is Shmarani Baderech Hazeh. He says, this is Shir Al Ma'alot. The Chachamim say a person should say Shir Al Ma'alot before he finishes Shmoneh Esrei. I says, mainly Shacharit and Mincha, Arvit. Our minhag is to say Shir Al Ma'alot after Arvit anyway. I says, Shacharit Mincha says Shir Al Ma'alot. He says, that's one Yaakov says. He says, I hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch over me. But his tefillah was not accepted 100%. I says, look what happened. He married two sisters. He doesn't want to go home. And look what happened. Shimon and Levi don't listen to him. You read the parasha. He says, how did it happen? All these things. Shimon and Levi went to kill Shechem. From where? How did he get this idea? From where? From grandfather. I says, we live next to grandfather. That's what happened. I says, this is just the Rambam in his commentary. The person has to know that if Chas Shalom is no place but to live around those people, he has to run away and live in a cave in the desert. Not to observe the goyim holidays, the goyim things. They have to stay away from all this because this Chas Shalom at the end, something can come inside you. Use the faith and lose Chas Shalom, the common sense we have in our brain. It's a celebration of Hanukkah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu pulled us out of it and gave us the opportunity to come back, so called to be on the right path, on the right train, and not Chas Shalom to continue, should have been destroyed completely. The Chachamim said that when you light the candle, it says, listen, the candle, light the candle, what Kavanah? We are sharing the miracle. What's the miracle? It says, well, in here was the oil in the Beit HaMikdash. Why did Hashem make this one, Hashem? So when I say, Chachamim said, because oil is a sign of wisdom. Shemen is Chochmah. Shemen is Chochmah. What is Chochmah? That Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wanted to show us that we be able to get our wisdom again. We lost our wisdom. We lost it. Chanukah, we got back the wisdom. I says, this, when you light the menorah, Chachamim say this is a sign. This is Hashem made a miracle. Hanisim niflaot, but we may bazman hazeh. Hashem will make a miracle. What miracle do we want? What miracle? And they have tachonen. The Gemara says that our brain should function right. Should not make wrong decisions in our head. It should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to lose the faith. As the Rambam says in the commentary, you know, mitzvah Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva ad meod, says the Rambam, Mishnu Chanukah is a very dear mitzvah. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Comes the Gemara and says, look, in time of Shimon HaTzadik, the menorah was on for 40 years. In time of Rabbi Chinas Gan HaKohanim, there was a drought, they couldn't find any olives, the menorah was on the whole year. So big deal, Chanukah was 8 days. He says, you don't understand. He says, that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed in the situation of war, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us go back to the original status that we were, that our mind function. You have to have your mind function. You have to make sure nothing is inside you. It's going to tell you, do this, it is not you. You fall in a trap. It says, it's not, you made this, I didn't make it, I made the decision. How can I make this decision? I made this decision. Impossible. Of course it's impossible. It's not you. It's not the entity inside you. Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this miracle. As the Chachamim say, that Chanukah is a time for decisions. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ari, that Kislev is the month with the least bad days. Ari has a calendar. Every month, Ari has said, these days not good, these days not good for these 10 days. So Chanukah is only 5 bad days, says Ari. This is the power, the light of Chanukah is so powerful, that so purify the month. That's how powerful the month is. This is because of the Chashmonaim. That's what they did. That's what brought us back, so-called, to our common sense, our brain should function, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to have the ability to make the right decision in our lifetime. And the Gemara says the person has to be careful. The Gemara says the person has to be careful. The Ari says he has to be careful not to live among the goyim, not to have to do with the goyim, and not to get angry. The Ari as well says, the Gemara says, if you get angry, this thing can come inside you, this bad wind. And not to be stingy about it with money. It says to be generous, very generous about money. There's a counter upstairs. Somebody takes money from us. There's a counter upstairs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what to do with the money. He can bring us back the money. Just give the maaser. It says fulfill our nedarim, our obligations. It's just, you know, an advice for us. It's not a story about Yaakov. Advice how to clear the way for us, should be able to have our mind set, then we shall come up with them.
No shoe next week.
And next Mashiach comes, we say shoe in Yerushalayim.